Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is the Prayer Closet. It's that half hour we take out of every day to lift up your needs, cares, and concerns. If you have a prayer request today, we want to pray for you. 419-389-0893. 419-389-0893. 419-389-0893 is the number to call. You can also email or text at prayer@yeshome.com. Whatever you do, however you access us, let us hear from you today. If you have a need, a care, a concern, or maybe a praise, maybe you're celebrating something God has done, an answer to prayer. Maybe you called in earlier with a prayer request. God answered that prayer and you want to give him praise for that. We love those as well. Let's hear your praises as well as we give glory to God and it's an encouragement to others as well. Whatever it is, we want to lift it up and join with you in prayer. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information, so don't let that hinder you from getting the prayer that you need. If you're like, oh, it's kind of personal, it's okay. You don't even have to tell us who you are when you call in. We just want to pray for you. 419-389-0893. God knows who you are. That's what matters. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this time that we have to come before us. We thank you that you do know us, that you do know our every need. And that, Lord, you have called us, invited us, encouraged us, commanded us to come before you, to bring those things to you, everything, big and small, Lord, all of our lives before you, to receive your grace and mercy and your help. And we thank you, Lord, that you are such a good and gracious and loving God, that you do care for us, that you do work to meet our needs. You are indeed worthy of our praise, worthy of all glory and honor. Lord, we exalt you in this day. And Lord, we pray that you will move in our hearts, move in the hearts of our listeners. Lord, move in the hearts of all those who call in with their requests, their praises, whatever it may be. Lord, that as you move in their lives, they would experience you in new and powerful and fresh ways, and that you would be glorified. You would be exalted. You would be lifted up. And we pray this in your name. Amen. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And before we get into our prayer requests, we always like to get into the Word of God. We've been looking this week through the Psalm 65, working our way through Psalm 65, actually just through the first five verses, because it really talks about a lot about prayer and some, I don't want to say obvious things about prayer, but some things about prayer that we might take for granted sometimes but are really significant and powerful. And sometimes we just need to be reminded of those things that we're used to. And sometimes when we get used to them, we don't appreciate them like we should. So let's look at Psalm 65. It says, praise awaits you, O God, in Zion. To you our vows will be fulfilled. O you who hear prayer, to you all men will come. When we were overwhelmed by sins, you forgave our transgressions. Blessed are those you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We are filled with the good things of your house, of your holy temple. You answer us with awesome deeds of righteousness, O God our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest of seas. And we looked through the first four verses so far. We talked about how God hears our prayer and just the significance of that, just the fact that God listens to us, that he has already made atonement for our sin, that he gives forgiveness because he's already made provision for our forgiveness. And so we can confidently come seeking his forgiveness, that he chose us to be near him, chose us to be with him and to live in his courts and experience the goodness of all that he has. And so today we're up to verse 5, because here we see that God not only hears our prayer, but God also answers our prayer, and he answers us with awesome deeds of righteousness. What an awesome thing that we have a God who hears prayer and a God who answers prayer, and he answers with these awesome deeds of righteousness. It's a marvelous thing. It's a wonderful thing. It's a joyous thing. Or that we have a God who takes an interest in us and to whom we matter and who is working in our lives. You know, you think about it, what's the point of prayer if God doesn't answer and if God doesn't listen and hear them? If God doesn't hear our prayers, there's no point in praying. And if God isn't willing to answer our prayers, there's no point in praying. Prayer only matters. Prayer is only significant if we believe and understand that God does indeed hear our prayer and does indeed answer our prayer. And these were things that were not assured to the people of David's day. In the pagan world, it was not assured that the gods heard your prayer, and it certainly wasn't assured that they were going to answer. You didn't know if they heard you, and they didn't know if they'd answer you. Then they would praise him and celebrate him and say, oh, you're good. You know, they'd make all these sacrifices and do all these things to try to get the God's attention. The first thing you had to do was get the God's attention. Make sure they were paying attention to you. Just getting them to listen was hard sometimes. You ever try to talk to somebody and they're distracted, right? They're maybe watching something on TV or they're focused on something. And you're trying to talk to them and you know they're just like, they're not paying attention to you. They're totally focused on what they're doing, and you're trying to get their attention, and you can't. And you got to do all the, you know, wave your hand in front of the face, do something, right, to get their attention. Shake them, throw something at them. And that's what the pagans, you know, kind of had to do with their gods. They had to kind of shake them or throw something at them or do something that they could get their gods' attention just to get them to listen. And then they had to wonder if the gods were going to answer. Will they answer us? Will they do anything about this? You know, they just heard it and say, okay, I heard you. Moving on. Now, well, that doesn't do a whole lot of good either. But this was the nature of the pagan gods. You didn't know. You didn't know if they heard you, and you didn't know if they were going to answer. And so you had to try to do all these things to curry favor, to somehow, you know, bribe them into listening and make it worth their while to listen and answer us. What's in it for me? That was kind of the attitude of the pagan gods. What are you doing for me? But God, the God of the Bible, is totally different. It's not about him. It's not about what's in it for him. What's in it for him is us. He loves us, and he wants to be involved in our lives. He wants us to be with him. We just talked about that yesterday, that he called us to be with him. He wants us to be with him. He wants us to know him. He wants to be in communication with us. He chose us. So it's not like we got to try to get him or bribe him to pay attention to us. He chose us. He wants to have us. He wants us to be here. He wants to listen to us, and he wants to answer us. And he's answering with awesome deeds of righteousness. You know, he's answering with good things. Not answering with anger, frustration, annoyance. No, but with awesome deeds of righteousness. He's working righteousness in our lives. He's doing great and mighty things. Because this is who he is. He's God. And he loves us, and we matter to him. And so when we call out to him and we are asking him for things, God is ready to answer. He's ready to answer with these mighty deeds of righteousness. He's ready to answer in great and mighty ways in our life. Probably greater than we can imagine. And he's answering with things that are good for us. You know, he doesn't always answer the way we want him to. You know, a lot of times we'll go to God and we'll make a request, and we got an idea in our mind of how we want God to answer. And sometimes God will answer differently, and then we'll be like, well, what happened? What, you didn't do what I asked? You know, he's not a vending machine, right? I mean, he's not. We go to make requests from God. We don't go to make demands. We don't go telling him what to do. God, you need to do this. God, you need to do that. That's not the way it works. We surrender ourselves to his greater wisdom and knowledge. We surrender ourselves to his greater power. We surrender ourselves to the idea that God knows better what to do in this situation than I do. So it's not always going to look like what we think it will look like, but it will always be for our best. It will always be God working in righteousness and in holiness and in goodness. And so we take our request to God, and God answers in ways that are going to benefit us, that will be for our best. The answer that God gives is always the best answer. However God is answering your prayer, it is the best answer, even if God's answer is no. Sometimes we ask for prayer and God says, nope, no, I'm not going to do that. It's just like a parent when your kid comes to you. Do you say yes to everything? I hope not, because kids ask for dumb stuff sometimes. Can I have ice cream for dinner? No. Can I have a box of matches to play with in my room? No. Can I buy a gun? No. Right? I mean, kids all... they would do all kinds of crazy stuff if we let them. Sometimes they really want to do something, and they really have a great idea about it, and it's going to be awesome. And then they tell us, and we realize that was crazy. They're going to kill themselves. They're going to kill somebody else. And that's not going to happen. It's bad for them. And we have to tell them no, because to tell them yes would be to open them to harm. Sometimes we're that way with God. We want a certain thing, and God says no. No, it'd be like giving kids a matches to play with in the room. No. But he doesn't tell us no because he doesn't like us, or he's mad at us, or he hates us. He tells us no because that's the best thing for us. When your kid asks for a book of matches to play with in his room, the best answer is no. Because the only likely outcome to there is they burn down the house. Maybe kill themselves, maybe kill each other, us, somebody else. Cause all kinds of trouble. Sometimes they need to hear no, and sometimes we need to hear no. So even when God's answering no, it's always his best answer. God always gives us the best answer. When he answers prayer, it's always what is best for us, because he's answering in righteousness, which always seeks our best and what's best for us and what's good for us. So whatever answer God is giving you in your prayer, be sure that it is the best answer that God can give. He's not just giving us an answer to shut us up so we can move on to the next thing. He's giving us the answer that we need and is the best answer for us in that moment. And he's acting with mighty deeds of righteousness. Awesome deeds of righteousness, doing great things. He's always working for our good and his glory. And that's why we can praise him. This is the Prayer Closet. I'm Pastor Tommy Briggs. We do this every day, every weekday, Monday through Friday, 9 to 9:30 to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, you can email those to us at any time at prayer@yeshome.com. Text or email to that. You can call our office Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. during business hours. And there's always people here who'd be happy to pray with you at 419-389-0893. And you can go online to our website, yeshome.com. Click on the chat now button and get connected to a live online spiritual coach. That's available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been the Prayer Closet. God bless everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.